The phone should have eased some of the rage inside her, but it hadn't done anything worthwhile. If anything, the bitter anger was fading into simple bitterness, tinged with sadness, which was worse. Tears stung her eyes, and this time she couldn't even blame the bright lights because she was staring at the floor, at her shiny black Louboutins that were a stark contrast to the pale tile. She was still dressed for the office in a form-fitting skirt suit that would have worked perfectly for the dinner at Silver Den they were supposed to be having in an hour and a half. She'd picked it out just in case they'd both worked late. The ivory Dior top was meant for transitioning from office to evening. But it didn't matter anymore. "You are not going to act like some child upset because her daddy left. You are not going to fucking cry." She hissed the words to the air above, a promise already broken as she felt the damp on her cheeks.
"You should be grateful."
"Damn you," Liana shouted, scrubbing at the tears on her cheeks as she turned to look across the quiet penthouse apartment. To say it was beautiful was an understatement. Two floors of custom-designed perfection, and room by room, item by item, she'd slowly transformed it until it no longer resembled her childhood home. Practically every piece of furniture, every piece of art, had been chosen by her. It was still her father's home, though. He owned it. Hell, he owned the entire fucking building. And she shouldn't be staying here anyway. Shouldn't have agreed to redesign the apartment. Shouldn't have agreed to get the MBA. Shouldn't have agreed to work for him. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Muttering to herself, she walked to the stairs, taunted by her heels echoing in the silence. So she tore them off before she went upstairs. It only took a few minutes to trade the nice clothes for pajamas, and by the time she'd washed her face and put her hair up, the anger had left her completely. Now she just felt a heavy weight settling over her. Standing at the top of the stairs, looking out over the dim apartment only made it worse. She was too aware of all the empty space. It was too much room for one person, too much for even two people. And for the millionth time, she questioned why she kept staying here during the week when she had her own place. Her apartment was smaller, warmer, and it wasn't 32 stories up and atop her father's company. But the commute was a hell of a lot easier from here. The not-so-subtle rumble of her stomach beckoned her back to the kitchen, and she rifled around in the freezer until she found one of the pre-packaged meals from the delivery service her father preferred. As the oven started to heat up, she sat down at the table and plucked her laptop from her bag. By the time the oven beeped to tell her it was preheated, she was already deep in email, pulling documents from the shared drive to review them before she answered one of their department heads. It was only the insistent tug of her stomach that finally made her stand up and pop the dish in the oven so it would heat up. Staring at the papers scattered over the rustic wooden table, she sighed in a way that reminded her of her father's trademark exasperation. No matter what she did, no matter how hard she tried, at the end of the day, she still wanted to make him proud. All of the work spread out on the table made her remember times when she'd sat in the chair in his office and played with important papers, pretended to type on his computer, legs swinging because she was too small to touch the floor. Back then, she'd just wanted to be like him. That was true. But now she wanted him to respect her, to value the work she did for the company, the time she put in. Wanted to prove to every asshole in the company that gave her the side eye when she held meetings or walked the halls that despite being the daughter of the CEO, she was still earning her position. Which was exactly why she was working at 8 o'clock on a Thursday night when she was technically supposed to be on vacation.